The Cindy mother was rising to one elbow, dabbing at the blood trickling from her temple.
I'm all right, Hawaz. Are you?
Yes, I'm fine.
Did we...
Hawaz looked up. The field was littered with dead, but she could only see Cindy standing. Sigir was blinking at the carnage, shock plain across his pale face.
Yes, I think we won.
Layla Bell clambered to her feet.
Georgi, did Annie
It's all right, mother. We got them all.
Hawaz jumped to her feet, ran to Sigir.
Are you all right? Did they hurt you?
Sigir gazed distractedly over the field, taking in all the dead.
I can't believe. You killed them all.
They didn't hurt you.
No, child. I'm quite all right.
She threw her arms around his waist.
Oh, I'm so glad. I thought you were dead. I thought I'd never see you again.
She felt his fingers stroke her hair. Georgi was helping Layla Bell to her feet, touching her face with a tenderness that Hawaz had only seen among married people before.
Get off, not the first knock on the head I've taken.
I certainly hope you're well, villager. We lost good men here.
Thank you.
They didn't tie you.
They didn't need to. I'm one old man in the company of young, trained warriors. They wouldn't have had any trouble running me down.
We should get back. It won't take the order long to start wondering why their scouts haven't returned. But first, we should clean up this mess. Alnis, go back to the camp and fetch more help. We must bring our own dead back to send them on up the wheel and burn the enemies. And the machine, is it broken?
Hawaz reluctantly let Sigir go and went to the machine. The metal around the engine canister was dented, but it seemed whole, and the seedstone bag was still drawn tightly shut.
It doesn't look broken.
Onis began signaling to the other knife dancers.
We'll help you stand it up.
There's no need.
Hawaz began climbing inside.
If it still works, it will move as I do. I can stand it up myself.
They limped back into the camp, carrying their dead with them. Samson sat on the steps to Layla Bell's wagon, head in his hands. He stood when he saw Hawaz, but didn't go to her.
You're all right.
Barnard stood beside him, arms folded. The color had returned to his face.
See, Samson? I told you the Emperor would not let his own come to harm. I knew she would rescue Sigir.
Are you all right?
The mayor looked dazed, nodding distractedly as the villagers crowded around him. The Cindy had stoked the great fire in the center of the camp, taken down the hooks and pots, and laid blackened wooden wheels alongside. As Helwaz watched, they tied each of the fallen knife dancers to one.
From their families, to send them up the wheel.
The other Cindy gaped at the sight of Helwaz in the machine, staring up at it in wonder.
We lost four. That was a steep price to pay.
We got all the order spies, Mother Tilly. It will be a day at least, I would guess, before the Order realizes their people aren't coming back. We must be gone by then.
And suddenly, the villagers were underfoot. The Cindy busied themselves packing up the camp, stowing their chairs and dousing their cook fires. Women appeared with broad-shouldered cart horses and put them in their traces to pull the wagons. Helwaz's people had only what they carried, and after the Cindy refused their attempts to help, they gave up, huddling miserably just outside the ring of activity, as the sun sank farther and darkness enclosed them. The Cindy shot glares over their shoulders at the villagers as they worked, but none said anything. By the central fire, the four slain knife dancers lay strapped to their wheels like an accusation.
What are they waiting for?
I do not know, but they are moving on. We should speak with them. There isn't enough room in those wagons for all of us.
Hawaz looked at the dead on their wheels, felt dread pricking at her stomach.
I don't know that they want us to go with them.
I fear you are right.
The Emperor will provide for us.
We need to know. If they won't have us with them, then we need to be moving too. And now! And we need to see what supply they can spare.
The dread in Helwaz's stomach rose into her throat. She turned to Sigir.
Can we outrun the Order without horses?
Sigir looked at his feet and said nothing. Hawaz looked across the camp. There were 16 knife dancers who had returned with her, and she counted at least another 20.
You have seen the knife dance now. All Cindy boys are raised to it.
They shouldn't leave. They don't have to.
What do you mean?
We can't just stand here waiting. If they're going to turn us out, we need to know. The Order is coming.